This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
What should be the topic of the Eid Khutbah for this year, 1445-2024? I think people are asking about this because of the situation in Gaza and the pain the Ummah is going through. First of all, just general advices. First of all, the Eid khutbah should not ignore what is happening to Muslims. This is a must. Otherwise, it will be irrelevant and that will put people off. This is number one. Never ever send negative messages to people. Tell people off during the Eid khutbah. It is one of the great opportunities that Muslims are attending and using to learn about Islam. You should let them come out of the Eid khutbah and Eid gathering and Eid salah positively. Be careful, my dear brothers, my dear imams. Okay? The third thing, which is a recommendation, if you send some positive, clear messages, actions that they can do. So these are the three points that really imams should take care of, which is not to ignore what is happening in general, and this Eid khutbah, they should not ignore what is happening to our brothers and sisters in Gaza. The second point is they should let people feel positive. And the third one is if there are action items, such as for this year, we should encourage people to vote, to register to vote for the coming elections. So these are the three messages. Now, Eid khutbah in general, it should start by glorifying Allah Jalla wa Ala for the ni'mah of Islam. Secondly, we should give a brief description of Islam, that it is a deen of submission of Allah Jalla wa Ala, and the essence of submission is loving Allah Jalla wa Ala, loving, glorifying Allah Jalla wa Ala, fearing Allah, loving the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, believing in the hereafter. Then some of the clear features of Islam, that Islam is built upon five pillars, as the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Islam, and also the main pillars of Islam, and تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sahbihi wasallam said, and you can quote the ayat that talk about this. Then after that, praise Islam for its high morality, for the ethics of Islam, for the akhlaq of Islam, and quote the hadith when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I was sent to perfect the akhlaq of people. And this year in particular, let us focus on justice. The justice of Islam, Allah jalla ala says, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kunu qawwamina bil qist shuhada'a lillah. Allah jalla ala called us as the ummah of justice, and the injustice that we see in the world and the Gaza, the occupation of Gaza have manifested the injustice that is carried out by even the global systems. And we need to take this opportunity to offer Islam as an alternative system. My dear brothers, my dear imams, offer Islam, tell people that now Islam has Islam always have a role to play, but now in particular, there is a huge gap, and there will be no other system better than Islam to fill that gap. So this is in general what to say. Now, regarding the messages, the final point, which is the messages that we need to send, I suggest that you give people those action items. First of all, that they need to continue their ibadah and trying to increase even their ibadah. And you can And you should mention the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ about fasting 6 days after fasting Ramadan, which is symbolic for what? Continuation of ibadah, continuation of repentance, of recitation of Quran, of Salatul Layl, of abstaining from haram things, improving your language, improving your akhlaq, improving, maintaining the ties of kinship, etc. This is one thing. The second thing, unity of Muslims. We should stress on this, that and we should showcase that Gaza have united Muslims. This is the second point. The third point is we should encourage Muslims to do more da'wah, in particular these days, because the world is looking for alternatives, and we have seen that so many people are accepting Islam. It is our unique opportunity. The fourth point, which is the empowerment of the Muslim community. We need to empower every single one within the Muslim community, within the Muslim Ummah, but here in the UK, within the Muslim community. Empower them to be active politically, to be active on media, to be active in the judiciary sector, to be active also in economy, to be active in education, to be active in social life, and importantly, more importantly, to be active in da'wah in general. We have a very unique opportunity. The end of the khutbah should be a very positive end by telling people, be optimistic. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam used to be optimistic, and he said that he likes optimism. This is part of our an extension of having good thoughts about Allah Jalla wa Ala, and this is the nature of Islam. لا تحزن إن الله معنا. This should be an end that people leave the khutbah with. May Allah Jalla wa Ala make it easy for our imams and khatibs to deliver this message.